Like a lot of people, Susan Lord didn't give her pharmacist much thought, until her pharmacist gave her mother's medication a lot of thought and her a word of caution.
We got to the pharmacy to pick them up, and the pharmacy technician says to me, "Wait a minute, the pharmacist has to talk to you." So the pharmacist comes over and she says, "I need to know why your mother's on 3 blood pressure medicines at the same time." And I went, "Oh, this is probably why she's dizzy and falling on the floor."
Now, Lord keeps a careful list of all her mother's medications, and she asks a lot of questions. That's one vision of pharmacists of the future, says Charles Taylor, the dean of pharmacy at the Northeast Ohio College of Medicine, better known as NeoMed.
The entire U.S. population moves through a community pharmacy in 1 week. That is a wonderful touch point to say, you know, I had a question about this. That's what we're there for.
But Taylor says that doesn't preclude another vision of pharmacy's future that sounds more like this.
If you're a member, stay member. Otherwise,
meds available by phone or internet refills. No need to talk to anyone unless you want to. Taylor acknowledges insurance, costs, and something called pharmacy benefit managers, the middlemen who negotiate drug prices, will keep long-distance pharmacy going and growing, and many of his graduates will find jobs in that world. But NeoMed is also betting on an alternative, one taking shape at its main campus in Rootstown. This month, the school and Ritzman's Pharmacy will open NeoMed's first drugstore, though you might not recognize it as such. It's across the foyer and fountain from the wellness and physical therapy centers, connected to a new doctor's office, and very much at the center of patient care. Marketing Director Christina Cyrus acknowledges it's a lot different than the original Ritzman's in her hometown of Wadsworth.
Concierge desk will be right here. Our private label line of supplements will be here. All Ohio.
This will be the newest of the 26 Ritzman's that dot the Ohio map from Akron down to Delaware. It's a blending of two very different kinds of connectivity. Person-to-person contact of the 1950s with the Fitbit and beyond connectivity of the 21st century.
The pharmacist can really kind of own this whole area. So if someone comes in with a script, they can do that consult there. This is a genius bar for technology. So if they need help with their Wi-Fi scale or their blood pressure monitor or anything, that consultation and that technology guidance can happen right here in the practice.
Notice she said practice, not pharmacy, and definitely not store. Ritzman COO George Glatz says there's a key difference.
At a store, you sell stuff. So in a practice is a place where healthcare happens.
Pharmacist Beth Husted is helping to design the space. She's given an awful lot of thought to the behind-the-wall area where prescriptions will be filled. And if she's done that just right, she says, she and other pharmacists will spend very little time there. That's because they'll be out among the sleek, curving displays, eggplant-colored accents, private consultation rooms, and people.
This pharmacist area here in the back, that's going to be something that's so different to what someone would expect from their traditional community pharmacy. And as a pharmacist, that to me is going to be the icing on the cake, being able to engage all the time instead of back in that invisible barrier of a counter in between you and the patients that you care for.
Northeast Ohio is not alone in thinking about how to blend community pharmacists into healthcare in hopes of better outcomes and lower costs. Back in 1996, the city of Asheville, North Carolina, started a program that found patients teamed with pharmacists stayed on their meds and had better outcomes for chronic conditions like diabetes and asthma. The National Governors Association is calling for community pharmacists to be more integrated into care, and the team approach is built into the Affordable Care Act to try to control costs. Dr. Wanda Feiler is president of the American Academy of Family Physicians. It does draw a line at the move in some states allowing pharmacists to independently prescribe. But overall, she says pharmacists are critical to what she calls our medical neighborhood.
The recognition of we've all got skills and knowledge to deploy for the patient is very important. Putting that patient at the center and making sure everyone on the team is communicating with one another is really critical.
Ritzman's hopes to become a model for independent pharmacists, but it's facing a big challenge nationwide, mega mergers. If Walgreens and Rite Aid merge as announced this fall, it and CVS will control about half the retail pharmacy market in the U.S. Ritzman's COO George Glatz says the only way to compete with the big chains is to convince patients and others they have a big stake in doing it differently.
It's not just about picking up your prescription and getting your groceries along the way. It's about picking up your prescription and getting health care consultation along the way.
I'm M.L. Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.
Thank you for calling Ritzman Pharmacy. This is Sherry speaking. Can I help you?